Welcome to the Cost Segregation of Bordi series from My Cost Segregation. This is Revenue Procedure 1999-49. It is a revenue procedure from the IRS issued in 1999. Let me explain what it did. By the late 1990s, the IRS had been issuing yearly rules to let taxpayers change depreciation methods automatically. These rules worked, but they reset every year. Revenue Procedure 1999-49 kept that system running for tax years 1999 and 2000. It also added a rule to fix mistakes from 1998. All of this used the same 4-year adjustment period from older rules. This procedure was a bridge. It connected the old yearly automatic rules to a new permanent system. The next step was Revenue Procedure 2002-9, which made automatic changes possible forever. But in 1999, the IRS needed a way to keep things moving. So they extended the same automatic consent process for 2 more years. Here's how it worked. If you changed your depreciation method for eligible assets in 1999 or 2000, you could do it without special permission. The IRS already agreed it was allowed. But any changes that sped up or slowed down depreciation had to be spread over 4 years. This kept tax impacts balanced, whether you owed more or got a refund. The 1998 rule was a fix for real people. Suppose you changed your method in 1999 but realized it affected your 1998 return. You could still correct it using this procedure. No need to go back to older, more complicated rules. For properties placed in service in the late 1990s, this was the way to fix depreciation. A study today on a building from that time still uses the same idea, correct the method, then spread the change over 4 years. But today's rules are in newer procedures. This procedure had limits. It did not create new rules for which assets get which recovery periods. Those came from older case law and section 1245. This was just about how to fix mistakes, not what mistakes were allowed. Also, this rule is no longer in use. It was replaced by Revenue Procedure 2002-9, then by 2015-13. But if you are studying a building from 1997 to 2000, this was the rule that let you make the change. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's method changes were handled, check the legal section of your report.